RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Jayco. Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories. For more information, visit your local Jayco dealer or head on over to jayco.com.
And by the Thetford Corporation, the industry expert and innovation leader, Thetford has made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. To see a complete lineup of products, visit thetford.com.
And by the Florida RV Super Show, celebrating 33 years as the greatest RV show in the country, save the date now to be in Tampa from January 17th to 21st, 2018. Visit frvta.org for more info and start planning your trip today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, it's one of our most popular episodes of the year, the Fall Gear Guide. We have a full list of our new favorite things that have kept us safer, more comfortable, and more stylish at the campground.
Plus, we've got our correspondent, Brett Nielsen, back on the show to bring us his favorite picks from the Outdoor Retailer Show in Salt Lake City, Utah. Listen to hear what is new and amazing in the outdoor industry.
You might think you've got everything you need to camp in comfort, but we know there's always one more piece of gear that will make your RV experience perfect. You are listening to episode number 159, the RV FTA Fall Gear Guide 2017.
Before we head into our big fall gear guide for 2017, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
From rugged and rustic to comfy and cozy, the agile and reliable 2017 J-Sport camping trailer makes getting away your way a breeze. With five lifetime warranties, including the lifter system, bed platforms, floor, roof, and frame, the J-Sport is a camping trailer you can count on. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Now, this first product that we have on the Fall Gear Guide for 2017 is actually something I have had since our pop-up camper days, and I just never thought to include it on the gear guide. In a sense, it's almost kind of obvious, but it's really very, very useful.
Yes, and we've done that a few times. Like, we've been putting together our gear guides, and we've realized that we've been using things for years that we haven't included. So before we dive in, all right, to our gear guide, I want to set up some sort of standard protocol proceedings for this gear guide for all of our listeners. So we receive some products for review. We buy some of these products ourselves. It doesn't matter how these products come our way. The bottom line is that everything that we recommend, we stand behind, we have had a good experience with. Y'all know we don't tell you about gear that we didn't like. Those things go in the recycle pile.
And I have to say, too, after 3 years of podcasting, we've only ever had one email that said, you recommended something that broke. And it was these really cheap lanterns that Stephanie recommended. Yeah. And she said really clearly, these are really cheap. These might not last. And then we've probably had a couple hundred emails, yeah, you know, saying, hey, great.
Well, those lanterns, it was so funny. I refused to recommend them on the gear guide because they were so cheap. I loved them, but I was like, these things are not quality.
People kept asking me
in every picture you'd post to be like, where are those lanterns? I was like, okay, I'm going to include them, but I'm going to tell people, don't expect these to be like lasting products. And sure enough, we got a comment on our blog. These broke. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Well, yeah,
mine
like
haven't.
$12. They're made out of really
brittle. But mine are still
Yours are
strong.
Still plugging away.
Yeah.
They
so anyway, when we recommend a product, we have used it. We think that it has added value in some way to our camping experience. Now, my second caveat that I want to add is that we recommend a lot of products. We don't actually think that all of you folks out there need every single one of these products. Over the years, we're constantly filling our gear guide with new and exciting stuff. But the whole point is that some of this stuff is good for some people, some of it's good for others. So hopefully we have a wide range of things and a wide range of price points so that everybody can sort of just enhance their camping experience a little bit. And that's our goal going into these gear guides, is to kind of find something for everyone, not necessarily to say all this gear is for everyone, right? You don't have to have a lot of stuff to RV. That's my point.
You don't have to.
Right. Okay.
But on our third camping trip 7 years ago, the Cape Hatteras KOA, I saw someone in another camper who had one of those expanding hoses. So what he had was a two-way shutoff valve, which he put on at the hose, and then he ran one hose into his RV for water, and then he ran one of those expanding hoses from the other line. I thought, what a great idea. So you could actually have like a hose like you have in your front yard or backyard at home, particularly at a place like Cape Hatteras where you're washing down SUPs, bodyboards, surfboards, or the kids, for goodness, sandy kids.
Sandy bums.
So years ago, I bought one of these expanding hoses, but it had plastic fittings and it was cheap and it leaked a little and I got away from using it. But recently, I bought a really good one at Ace Hardware. Now, Stephanie, does everybody have Ace Hardware? Is that a national
thing? I don't know,
thing?
But I found the exact brand that you have right here and that you've been using is available on Amazon. And that's the one that I linked to in the show notes. So a reminder, all of these products are in the show notes and you will find a link to a place where you can purchase them.
Now, this expanding hose costs a little bit more than the other ones because it has brass fittings. So this is the Pocket Hose Top Brass Bullet Expanding Hose. I got the 100-foot one, which is a little excessive.
Yeah.
It's fine now. It's 44.
There's ones that are 75 if you don't
well,
want.
Well, this one's $44.99, which is, you know, I think it's well worth it because it's a great product that works really, really well. But you can get a 75-footer or a 50-footer, and the price drops about $10 for each one. So there's, I think, the 50-footer is around $25. Now, also, you want to get a brass shutoff valve, the Y splitter. Get a brass one. Don't ever get a plastic one. It's not going to leak as much. Then I also bought a heavy-duty multi-pattern nozzle at Ace Hardware, okay? This was the most expensive nozzle in the store. And I basically walked in and said, what's the best one? I want the best one. And it was $15 instead of $8. But I hate those cheap garden hose nozzles that leak. All of this stuff can leak if you get the cheap version of it. So this thing I
love. So we have the expensive version of it, just so y'all know.
These three things together are going to be about $80 unless you get the shorter hose. You could probably get that price down to about $50.
And the nozzle, the splitter on Amazon is $9.99, the brass fitting one. So that can save you a little money. See, there's two types of people in the world, Jar. There's you who wants to go into a store. You love going into Ace because what happens? You walk in and there's someone there and says, can I help you? And you're like, why, yes, you can. And you get walked to the product.
I'm a sucker at Ace Hardware.
You love it.
We're not sponsored by Ace Hardware, by the way. But when we walk into our local Ace Hardware, there's like a greeter at the door.
Yeah, you love that.
And that greeter walks you directly to like the contractor garbage bags that you
want. You love it.
Or if you go to the big box store, we all know you just sort of wander around aimlessly
for hours. And
then
like you see somebody and they look at you like, don't even ask me a question. Well,
or they say, that's not my department.
Yeah, right. So I am the other type of person in the world that would prefer to buy anything online. Never go to a store. In fact, I'll usually be like, Jeremy, can you stop at Target to get this? Like, I literally loathe going into a store for anything. In fact, I'm now getting groceries delivered to my door. So there's two types
of
people.
That's a whole other podcast.
So if you like to go into a store and get these things, you can. If you want to go online and buy them,
you can get
too.
This all online.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of uses that you might not think of. It's great for putting the fire out. Okay, so I keep it up at the front of the RV so I can use it on either side of the RV. And for putting out the campfire at night, it's perfect. I also really like to use it to rinse off the kayaks and the bodyboards, the surfboards. And when we get the SUPs, it works really nicely for that. So I love this setup and I think everybody should have it.
All right, let's move on to another thing that we've mentioned a lot over the course of the last season because we loved it so much. It was sort of a surprise breakout hit in the gear department this year. The Thetford Porta Potty 320P. I was wondering if we were going to keep a straight face through that. Okay. So
they might as well. They should have called it the 320 poo.
So we started using this porta potty last winter because we were doing a little winter camping in our RV without hookups. And we really wanted to be able for the kids to use the bathroom without having the water running.
This thing's awesome. Yes. If you have a pop-up camper with no toilet, you should have one of these. All right. If you're tent camping still, you should have one of these. We also used it in those expensive glamping tents this summer that did not have bathrooms. So when the kids wake up in the middle of the night, you don't have to like get a flashlight and take them out into the woods or walk them to the bathhouse. There is a potty there, and they can do number one and number two in this potty. Number two grosses Stephanie out when they do that, but we did have a couple incidents of that this summer.
Yeah, they would come in the middle of the day and try to use the porta potty. And I was like, no, go to the bathhouse. They were like fighting me to use the porta potty.
The tank really does store the stuff in such a way that it doesn't smell.
I guess so.
Do add a little chemical to it as well. But the thing does not smell. It has a good size holding tank. And I think the most important thing that I really like about this product is it's very easy to dump. It's very easy to go to the dump station and dump it out, and you get no mess on you at all. It's just designed in such a way that it's easy.
We pulled up to the dump station without an RV.
Yeah, I took out the porta potty.
And got the porta potty out. And you dumped it in the dump station.
You can't be embarrassed in that situation. You have to have full confidence in yourself. You're holding your porta potty in your hand.
Right.
You're dumping it.
You're owning
Perhaps
it.
There's a guy behind you in a $500,000 Class A. Who's
Airstream.
Ready to dump.
Whatever. That's okay.
It's a multi-purpose product.
You've got a porta potty to dump.
If we ever, I want to winter camp a lot this winter. And we winter camped several times last winter with snow on the ground, and we could be in the RV, toasty warm. We did not have to worry about the fact that we did not have water. We could still use this porta potty. Nice and easy and simple.
It is. It's one of our favorite new things. Okay. The next item on the agenda is something else that's been hanging around for a long time that we've talked about because we believe in communicating our tire religion to our people. And we've talked about that a lot, but we've never actually recommended the product that you use on every single traveling day in the RV.
Every single travel day. And actually, I use it sometimes on the truck.
And the boys are using it now too, right? Didn't you teach them how to use it?
Yes, they know how to use it. They know how to use the... So it's an air pressure checker. It's the AccuTire MS4021B digital tire pressure gauge. It's about $12. It's not much bigger than a pencil. It's a little bit thicker than a pencil. But what I like about it is I keep it stored in the glove compartment in my truck at all times. So I'm always able to hop out and check the tire pressure on the RV. I don't have one of those fancy tire pressure checkers systems. I've heard
gauges.
No, I
checker thingers, the thinger dingers.
The gauges. You know what I mean. Well, actually, I've heard a lot of those don't work that well. I've never been that excited about trying to get one. I'll just hop out and go check the tire pressure. But on every traveling day, I check all four of the RV tires, all four of the truck tires, and this thing fits in my pocket. So it's a piece of cake. It's easy to use. And for $12, I think everybody should have one or something similar.
You not only should have one, you should use it. And we will keep annoying all of you out there. We actually have documented evidence that our harping on tire safety has saved people in this group. We have documentation, many emails.
For the first 2 years of RVing, I did not check my tire pressure on traveling days. And now I look back with shame.
But
because we had a bad blowout in our second or third year.
Emails from people that have said, I heard you in my head. I said, I need to check my tire pressure. And I checked it and I was like 10, PSIs down, or I was so low or whatever. We've had multiple emails like that. We've had posts in our Facebook group saying they heard our voices in their head. You know what? Good. We're in your head. And we're
the tire pressure can fluctuate in weird ways, like in the heat or the cold. And, half the time I don't have to add any air or take away
any
air.
The
pressure's fine, but I am going to check it on every traveling day.
Not just days
you're leaving from home to the campground, but the days when you're leaving from the campground and coming back home or going to the next campground.
All right. We're going from maybe the cheapest item on the list to maybe not the most expensive, but close to it. But this is a big win for you.
It was a big win for me. We've had ocean kayaks for years. In fact, they were on the gear guide years ago. Those are those sit-on-top kayaks that are meant for the ocean for actually riding waves. And we do. We go out and ride waves. We love them.
We live near the ocean, yeah.
Now, you've never loved those for going out in a lake because your butt gets wet. Because when you sit in them, water comes through. And it's intended to work that way because on the ocean, the water spills onto the deck and goes through.
Self-bailing.
Right. Wow, you are just accurate tonight with terminology.
I'm trying to gets us up here.
When we're going to somewhere with a lake or a river, Stephanie's never excited to go kayaking on these sit-on-tops. So she wanted the enclosed sit-in ones, kind of just your traditional kayak. And we've waited, we've waited for years to buy them. We've been cheaping out on buying them. It feels like an expensive purchase. But finally, I caught a good sale at Cabela's.
Can I interrupt? And also, I didn't want to get like the super duper expensive fancy ones. Like sometimes I feel
are
like,
you saying I did?
Well, sometimes yeah, I just feel like you can get into that world where you're buying gear that's above your pay grade. Like, let's face
it.
We don't need the fancy kayaks.
I did want kayaks that, to be honest, were about $500 or $600 each.
Yeah.
Now getting two of them, one for you and one for me, all of a sudden it's $1,200, and that's not money we want to spend. Mm-hmm. So we caught a good sale at Cabela's. They were $275 each, the Emotion Guster 10-foot kayak. They're backlisted at $349 online, but they do go on sale a lot at Cabela's. These are really good entry-level kayaks for the whole family. We got the same one. Stephanie got the same one as I got. Same color, same model.
And I love that it wasn't – they were lightweight compared to the Ocean, the big, you know, yak that you had that was the double Ocean kayak that I just felt was so heavy duty. And, it, you know, this was much lighter for me.
A bit more manageable. The thing that I would say impressed me is that you are totally comfortable in the kayak, and in the same kayak, I am totally comfortable. Now, we are much different sizes.
Yep.
So anyone in the family can sit in these kayaks and be comfortable. Max and Theo have their own, like, El Cheapo ones we got at Costco, but I also think that Max and Theo could use these at this point. So they're good multi-purpose kayaks. They're stable. They're relatively light to move around. They're not super fast out on the water. Okay,
but they're easily maneuverable, and that's what's important. Like I said, we do not need to buy kayaks for like whitewater rafting right now and everything. That's not what we're doing. We are paddling around in nice waters. And we were camping with our friends Heather and John recently, and both of them took out the kayaks. And
I practically tackled them and threw them into the kayaks.
They were so comfortable in the kayaks. They were like, yes, that felt good. We totally had a nice time on the bay. So that's exactly what I want in a kayak. Just, you know, an affordable price and easy maneuver, both in a lake and maybe a bay setting. I don't need, you know, the white water like craziness.
No. And the other thing I would say about these is that they were easy to store in the toy hauler. They were easy to move around. Max and Theo helped me. They were just not, as Stephanie mentioned, not too big and overbearing. Okay. It's not a gear guide if there's not a flashlight on it, okay? And if we ever do a gear guide that doesn't have a flashlight recommendation, somebody send me an email and straighten me out.
Somebody's holding him hostage. Stephanie's actually won a battle for once because I never win this battle.
I'm going to lay this out on the line. It's my favorite flashlight ever, and it's a $50 flashlight, so it better be good. It's the Stanley FatMax SL10 LEDS 920 lumen. It's a lithium ion spotlight. Now, it's like one of those flashlights that, for lack of a better description, looks like a gun, okay, but with a big top. And it is not really a flashlight. It's a spotlight. It is bright. It is powerful. It projects really, really far. This flashlight has a couple neat features beyond just being really bright and really powerful. It has a kickstand, so if you want to put it on the ground and position it to shine up at something, you can, or to shine up underneath your car or underneath your RV if you're changing a flat tire. It also has a red cap, so it can become an emergency light. And I really do like that red cap, though the one thing that's a little bit of a weakness here is it's easy to misplace because it's not like...
I find that red cap.
I know.
Sitting
around.
It would be nice
if it was on some kind of a little string.
A tether.
You're so precise with your language tonight.
You want a red strap tether.
Mostly, this is just solid, well-built, powerful. Battery has 7 hours runtime. Comes with a car charger and a USB charger. This is rock solid. This is not a cheap plastic flashlight.
It is your pick. I know you will have this flashlight. Even though we have many flashlights, you have this one in your hand more than any other.
I keep one in my truck. I keep one in our Subaru. I keep one in the RV. And I keep one by my bed. And I just confessed that I own four of these.
I had no idea. Like, I just think I'm seeing double. Like, you're just moving it around a lot.
And I didn't get any of them for free as a product tester.
No, right. Like, that's what people need to understand is we actually just buy a lot of stuff. That's why the Amazon password got changed. But I think you figured it out.
Don't tell people the Amazon password.
I think you told everybody that on another episode. But I think you must have figured it out because a couple of orders came.
I hacked into the Amazon. I had one of my students at school hack into the Amazon.
You did, right? You figured it out.
But Theo did it for me.
Oh, okay. You got one of the
kids. No, you left it open one night.
Oh, darn.
On the laptop. And I was like, all right, now it's time to buy something.
As Max has been saying lately, dag nabbit. I don't know where he heard that from.
Let's move on to the most exciting thing for me.
I think so. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's my pick of the show because it's expensive, but it's exciting.
It was your Father's Day present.
It was.
So thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This summer for our big trip to the Pacific Northwest, I really wanted a new waterproof handheld camera. My Panasonic Lumix had served me well for years. In fact, I've owned two of them over the last 6 years. But the technology was getting a little bit old. It was getting a little, you know, long in the tooth, as it were. So the new Olympus TG5 waterproof camera came out right before our Pacific Northwest trip. I mean, like a month before. Because it's new, the price is high. It's $449. And I will admit that is a high price for this camera. That is not a bargain price for this camera. If you wait a little while, the price will come down, I'm sure, as it does with all gadgets and electronics.
Put it in your, if this is something you're interested in, put it on your
list. Put it in your cart,
list.
Maybe
put it
for
in your
Christmas.
Cart, right, save for later and see what the price does.
But that being said, this camera was awesome on our Pacific Northwest trip. It was better than I thought. It has a lot of controls that you would associate with a DSLR. It actually has an aperture that you can open up nice and wide for certain types of photos. It has a macro mode. The burst mode is so fast, it's ridiculous. This can literally take like hundreds of pictures in a minute.
And you did.
Well, and they all look, it's so good, they all look the same. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're catching each individual moment. It's you're like, I took 20 pictures of that moment. But I used this camera a lot this summer, both when we were kayaking, when we were swimming, and I used it when we were hiking. I did not want to carry my DSLR. I loved having that handheld, and it took awesome pictures on our hikes this summer. So if you look back through our Instagram feed, a lot of those like 10 photo galleries we did on Instagram on hikes were all from this Olympus Tough camera.
I want to say here that I generally really push back against expensive purchases, and you kind of have to like wear me down on them for a while. I cherish how many pictures we have that are in the water and around water, because you have the freedom to use the waterproof cameras, and you have since the boys were so young. So I feel very lucky that we have all those pictures of the boys jumping into the water and everything when they're like one and two, just because you always had that waterproof camera. And I was super impressed with the quality of the photos
really
you got
crisp
from this.
Images.
Now I want to add, it was funny because as I was putting together the show notes for this show, because remember, show notes are just the blog post over on our website, and there's a link to the exact product we're talking about within there. I was looking at the reviews on Amazon, and there was like some like dud ones, like 3 stars or 2 stars. And I was like, huh, even though there was a lot of good ones too. I was like, well, let me read them because I'm always interested in what other people are talking about because we had such a wonderful experience. I have to say, some of the low reviews were ridiculous. So if you're looking at that stars, the stars are like 3.5.
But what were you saying?
Oh, like somebody was like, they call this the Olympus Tough. This isn't tough. My 3-year-old dropped this and it
Wesley
broke.
Wesley dropped this camera. I asked Wesley to, I was in the pool. I asked Wesley to walk over to the chair and grab the camera. And in between walking it back to me, he dropped it on concrete. No problem. I mean, it barely even
scratched.
Well,
you can respond to that guy. Then there was another one that was talking about charging it and how it wasn't charging. He kept getting this blank screen. And then it ended up at the end after this really convoluted story. It was like, I think I have a bad USB cord. Well, you're giving a review of a camera
I have to say, over the years, I've looked at a lot of these waterproof cameras, and they do often get mixed reviews because they do have a tendency to break. But think about it. You're taking a camera into the water.
Right.
So I broke my Panasonic Lumix, my first one, because I didn't lock it properly, and I brought it into the water. That was my bad all the way. But look, these are cameras that are used out in nature, in the ocean, in the water, in situations where
they are breakable to
some degree. So, but like Stephanie said, it opens up a new world of photography in terms of getting really fun pictures of your kids in the ocean, in the pool, kayaking, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Now, moving on, we're kind of going to move into my picks a little bit. Not that they're not all, like, these are all family items on this gear guide pretty much, but we're moving into things.
Anything that says essential oils first is going to be more of your pick.
Well, that's next. But all right, so the first thing that we want to talk about was probably our biggest win of the new trailer, like, you know,
toy hauler. Toy hauler.
Yeah.
One.
So we have two different things. I kind of combined them into one. There's the Cabela's 6-compartment camp cupboard, and there's the dual height 3-shelf camp cupboard. So when we first got the toy hauler, and you can hear this if you go back and you listen to our saying hello to the Jayco Octane, our new toy hauler, back in December. We were talking about how we were giving up counter space, and we knew that. And I actually had this plan for what we were going to do about it. There was a space to the left of the sink, and it was the perfect size for me to have something. I had an entire plan to get something custom built, almost like an island where
and
it would
I think
have.
We were willing to spend $400, $500.
Absolutely. I said, this is going to be everything I need because it's going to have locking caster wheels and it's going to have shelves for my appliances underneath. And I'm going to have a strap across so that they can just store there nicely when we move. I had the whole thing pictured in my head. And I was going to pay a carpenter that we know who does sort of odd jobs. I had a couple of, like, you know, custom jobs. And I thought, I'm going to pay for that because that's what's going to make me happy. Well, we happened to be in the Cabela's store sometime around that same time. And we were in the camp store and we were looking at this camp cupboard and we were like, that looks like it's about the
size.
That
looks like it's exactly the right size to go in the Jayco Octane 272. Like, it was almost spooky.
And it, sure, it says it's $99.99, but Cabela's is really good about sales. So it was probably, like, cheaper than that and on sale for whatever sale we were there for. And we were like, oh my gosh, instead of getting this custom whatever, maybe this will fit. And we went and we measured it and we were like, this will fit.
It's ridiculous
perfectly.
How perfect it is. It's like maybe 2 inches lower than the actual countertop, but that allows for you to see the LED strip lighting that's mm-hmm. around the countertop. And it also allows you to turn on and off the switch for the LED lighting. If it had been flush with the countertop, you would have lost that LED strip light and you wouldn't have been able to turn it on and off. So this is almost, it's almost like they designed it for our toy hauler.
So perfect. And I could not love this cupboard more because it has a split down the middle. Okay. So it's actually 2 zip compartments, each with 3 shelves inside. And what I decided to do was put all of my plates and bowls and cups in these compartments because now my boys are at the age where they want to help themselves to a bowl or plate. And it was so awesome for me to be able to put that where they could actually reach everything and the mugs and stuff. And then up on the top, I have the blender, the tea kettle, the coffee maker, the coffee bean grinder. All of our appliances are perfect, right across the top and can be plugged
in.
And
now we have more counter space than we did in our last
RV. It's amazing. And then I also have a little mini garbage can up there. So on top of that, this can fold down flat. All right. This is completely collapsible and it fits into a storage bag that comes along with it. So we don't actually fold it down and collapse it because we don't need that space in our garage for our toy hauler. We can fit everything in anyway, but if you need it to, you could easily collapse this.
Somebody asked, how did we secure it to the wall? We haven't needed to secure it to the wall because we put the bikes and all that stuff on the ground around it and it locks it into position.
Yeah, and it's heavy enough that it's kind of rooted. You could also use this for a nice wardrobe. If you have a pop-up camper or something like this could have your kids' clothes. You know, if you have 2 kids, each kid could have a side and it could easily fit all their clothes. I love this piece of gear if you have a storage issue. The second one, the adjustable 3-shelf camp cupboard, we use for a coffee
for
table.
$59.99
and that's
full price.
In between our 2 reclining captain's chairs. And we have this in between. Underneath, I have a shelf for books and newspapers, and then below that for stuff for the kids, like some extra odds and ends.
There was a dining room table there that came with the RV, which Stephanie...
Gone.
And I'm so glad you did, because it opens up so much floor space. So these two were like the perfect storage.
They look like they were meant.
And we can put our drinks down. We can put our books down when we're sitting on our reclining chairs.
Yeah.
It works perfectly. I mean, I love the open floor space that we have since we've gotten rid of the 2 RV tables.
Yeah, but they're also good for outside too. So if you're one of those people you like to set up an outdoor camp kitchen, anything like that, these easily set up outside. They set up and they break down in seconds. They have a nice storage bag. So I just think that if you're looking for extra storage for anything, for pots and pans, for dishes, for clothes, whatever, these are fantastic. And you really should look at the dimensions and see if
they'll fit. Particularly if you're a toy hauler person and you have some space to kind of actually add furniture.
Yeah, we were at the Jellystone in Maryland. And the people that were camping a couple sites down had like a really elaborate setup. They had these outside for all their outdoor kitchen stuff. They had all the kids, you know, they were like decked out. And I was like, oh, look, it was like spotting something in the wild, you know. I was like, oh, cupboard.
Did you walk up and say hello?
No, I was just like, good job. That's great.
Let's talk essential oils, insect repellents.
All right. So, you know, we're outside a lot and bugs are an issue.
We went to some buggy places this summer.
We did. And I always struggle because it's always like the whole, do I use the DEET and just suck it up with the whole chemical thing because I don't want my kids to get like West Nile disease or Lyme's disease, or do I try to go a more natural route? So this summer we kind of did a combination. If the bugs were really bad, like if we were going into a heavily infested area, we were like, bring out the
DEET. We're like, we got the DEET.
Yeah, we got the DEET. All right. So we had both. But then in the places where it was just kind of a nuisance, where it was just a little like a bug here, a bug there, when the sun's going down, it starts to be. What we used were the, I'm looking for the exact name, the Not In My Backyard Fabric Wearable Wristbands. And what they have is they come with 6 different inserts that are all infused with the essential oils. It's a mixture of geranial, eucalyptus, and lemongrass. So it's all natural, all oil, and it's a repellent. Now, they also have the silicon band ones, and I tried both, and I have to be honest, I didn't really like the silicon band. That's like a harder kind of, it felt a little more plasticky on my wrist. I really liked, and I think the boys were more comfortable
really liked the other ones.
In the fabric ones, and I liked the way they insert. Now, the nice thing about this is that they also have a tabletop diffuser lantern that folds down flat, or you can set it up. They look really good. I like the look of these lanterns.
Yeah, they are stylish.
Very stylish. And they also come in a few different colors, like a blue and a yellow and a silver. So I just think that they'll fit with a lot of different people's tablescapes outside at the campground. But the same exact inserts that you use in the bands can be used in the lantern. You can either use a tea light to heat it up and kind of give it a little more intensity, or you can just put the insert in it. I like that that's interchangeable.
And it works. It's like a system.
Yeah. I like that. I like that you don't have to get different inserts for the lantern, you know, than you do for the wearables. So I was happy with this. I felt that if you are not in like an infested area, you wear this and it's a natural alternative to constantly covering yourself in DEET.
And I felt like these products worked. Like it's hard to tell with these types of products.
You're always like, how do I do an actual experiment?
When they don't work for sure because you're getting bitten.
Yeah.
But when we were wearing them and then using them on the table, I didn't feel like we were getting bitten by bugs.
No, I really didn't. I feel like it is just a natural deterrent and it's the right things that, you know, supposedly chase these bugs off. Now, something that I'm not sure if you really need in your life, but I have to mention them.
No, I think this is
the zappers, you think? All right. So the Not In My Backyard, this company that makes the wearable bands, they also make these electric zappers that I've heard people talk about. And I was like, I have to try these. Well, they're like that you zap bugs, right? It looks like a paddle.
It's low frequency.
It's so the boys really had a blast with them. I'm not sure it's the most efficient way to kill bugs.
Hang on a second. I have to disagree.
I used it a
lot. If it gets your kids to kill the bugs, that's
right?
Really efficient because I can sit there and read my book.
I have to say a warning. Maggie hated the noise.
Yeah, Maggie
was
not a fan.
There's a frequency noise. When you like click the little buttons that activate the electric wires.
She got all nervous and edgy.
I think that it's a high enough frequency that it freaked her out and she'd like run into the other part of the camper. So if you have a dog that's a little sensitive, you know, you might not want
to. Stick to the old fashioned fly spotter.
To get these. But they were fun. Honestly, the boys had a blast
with
them.
They were fun.
They were looking for them the other day in the house. They thought, because we had two, and Theo came in and he was like, where's the bug zapper. And I was like, I think they're both in the camper.
And depending on your kids, they may or may not use them on each other. That's for you to figure out.
All of our kids experimented. Every single one. All three of them touched
it. Oh, they all wanted to touch it.
Yeah, they did.
All right, next item you just added about a month ago to our last big summer trip. And I have to say, I loved having this in the RV. And I'm like, why didn't we do this years ago?
So, we are tap water people at home. We're filtered tap water people. We do not use bottled water at all in our house. And we really, I don't think we ever have in our entire, we actually live in an area that does a pretty good job of providing filtered water that tastes just fine. So, we're fine. However, when we're camping, we've always used bottled water. And there's a few reasons for that. We've had the Taste Pure, like, hose, you know, that's like good for drinking water. And there's always the option of putting the filter on the actual, like, hose hookup outside. But I don't actually feel secure about that because the water has to go through, right, the hose still. And it's still coming through my pipes in my RV. And I just don't ever feel like I'm getting water that is, like, a quality that I can rely on.
I frankly agree with you. And even if it we're just psychological.
It is psychological.
Then so what? I mean, do something different so you feel comfortable drinking the water.
So we have been drinking bottled water in the RV for a long time. And it honestly actually bothered me because we're not bottled water people. And we'd get the big 2.5 gallon things. And one time, they, you know, sometimes they're left open. Some of you may know that. Your kids like pull that 2.5 gallon spigot out and then they keep it open. It's not closed. It's dripping on the floor. Like there's issues. They're also heavy. And we've had one go like flying across the RV, you know, at a certain time. I just wasn't thrilled with that as an option. So I tried the clear 2O water filter pitcher. The actual model, and I linked to it in the show notes, is CWS 100, $32.99. Now, this looks on the surface like a Brita filter, okay? It's the same kind of a thing, but it's actually very different. So it attaches. It has this built-in attachment that's in the handle of the water filter, and you kind of pull it out, and you actually do a quick connect to your faucet. So you hook it up to your faucet and fill your pitcher. That way you don't just let the water fall into the pitcher. And the reason for that is that it has a solid carbon block filter, solid carbon. In a Brita, it's granulated carbon. So basically the water just uses gravity to kind of seep through the granulated carbon and it goes down and it slowly drips out of the filter like you've seen in a Brita. This filter uses the pressure of the faucet to push the water through a solid carbon block. And what that does is it actually doesn't just take care of the chlorination taste, maybe the taste issues in the water, which is what the Brita does. It actually removes up to they say 200. Now, you know, I'm saying that like, could I list the 200? No, but they claim, you know, that it takes out up to 200 more of the types of impurities that are in water by doing that, like almost pressure force through a solid carbon block. So, you know, when they do their tests and they put all their literature forward, they're saying that they're producing a much cleaner water. I like that I'm not putting in a filtration system in our camper, you know, like installing
you
it into.
You also like that you could bring it out to the picnic table.
Yep.
And you have water out there.
So we set up an outdoor kitchen with our our ice maker and everything. I like the fact that I can put this filtered water jug right next to that. The boys can help themselves to water. I do the same thing at home. I make a little like almost like a liter bottle of water all day that I put a little crayon in or whatever. And the boys just pour themselves water. They drink more when I provide them that pitcher.
I drink more.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's out there. Everybody's drinking it. So then I put it there. I like that I can move it around. I like that my kids don't have to go into the camper to get a drink of water, right? They don't have to go in and turn on the faucet to get a drink.
They can also pour it themselves, where when they're a bit younger, sometimes those big, huge water bottles with the pull tabs at the bottom, they spill and they make a mess with.
And then the last thing is the design of it is thin. So it's supposedly better for like a sort of tight spaces like an RV refrigerator or a countertop. So the design of it is very conducive to a smaller space.
You could sell these on QVC. You just like rocked that product description.
Thank you. I like it. I really am happy. I feel that it suits our needs. I know there's a lot of options out there for water filters. So I was really trying to think about why I like this option and why I was resistant to the ones that you put on your hose. And also why I was resistant to the ones that you put, you know, down on your actual sink plumbing itself. I really didn't want to do that. And then lastly, I would say that they do have an alkaline one. I know some people like their alkaline water. I haven't tried that, but I know it's an option. So if you do like to drink alkaline water, you can get a version of that.
So Stephanie, are you ready to get warm and snuggly?
Usually not, but that's okay.
Hey, because you don't want to share the Camp Casual Sequoia blanket.
Well, I know that people out there are thinking.
Because you roll over and you wrap it around yourself.
That's what you say. I don't have any evidence of that. No photo evidence. But if people out there are thinking, Camp Casual blankets, haven't you covered these before? Well, we haven't.
Not the Sequoia.
Exactly. And guess which one is actually on our bed in the camper?
The Sequoia. And yep. It doesn't have the vintage RV print.
Exactly.
Both sides are just that fluffy, soft...
Chinchilla. Faux chinchilla,
Jeremy.
Faux
chinchilla,
I'm just feeding you your lines today.
This is such a warm, toasty blanket.
Yeah.
And it is actually one of the two blankets on our bed in our RV bedroom. The boys try and steal it.
They all have their own Camp Casual blankets at
the
this point.
The boys actually all sleep with the Camp Casual blanket.
They love them so much. It's the all-time Puglisi favorite product ever.
In fact, they're all asleep right now with Camp Casual
Probably
blankets
with
on
Camp
them.
Camp Casual blankets. I like to keep them in the living room and then they'll go and
but
they'll
the Sequoia is bigger.
Yes.
It's bigger than the ones with the vintage RV prints, so it is more of a possibility to use for two people or to
it
have
is.
On the master bed.
So I have it, like we have our duvet, like our down duvet, and then I have it like folded down on the bottom, like a throw, but it's actually wide enough. It's 60 by 72, I think. Did I put, yeah, oh, look, I got that right. 60 by 72. So it really does spread out nicely across the queen size bed. And this I like because even though the prints are adorable, for some people, you don't want a print in your bedroom. Like,
That Sequoia name is cool because it does have these kind of different brown colors that are kind of reminiscent of a Sequoia tree. It does have this kind of natural feel to it.
And I've always said to people, work with your template in your RV. And everybody goes, oh, brown, brown, brown. Well, this is a beautiful brown blanket. It has, like, lovely colors in it, and it makes it look right and work together in our bedroom.
So cozy for fall camping.
You can't ever find a blanket that's cozier than these blankets. This is my favorite product, like, ever. These blankets.
Are you just calling it pick of the show for you?
These blankets are amazing. They make you feel so. It's how many times are we going to say cozy? It's going to become ridiculous.
But by the way, there is evidence you roll over and steal it from me every night because you wake up with the blanket wrapped around you.
All right.
And I wake up with Wesley's foot in my face.
The end.
Not the end.
The end.
Actually, we're going to come back in another segment. And Brett Nielsen has really a terrific list of really kind of cool, hip, fun, somewhat out there gifts from the Outdoor Retailer Show in Salt Lake City. So stay tuned for Brett. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are incredibly excited to be here with Brett Nielsen, our Western correspondent and the first correspondent we ever had on RVFTA. And Brett is going to do a great segment for us, the cream of the crop from the Outdoor Retailer Show. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at the Florida RV Trade Association and the Florida RV Super Show. So everybody out there, you want to mark your calendars now for the 33rd annual Florida RV Super Show in Tampa. It's January 17th to 21st. 2018. RVFTA will be there, meaning Jeremy and Stephanie and the boys, and so will one of the largest selections of RVs in the country. It encompasses 26 acres. It includes over 1,500 RVs, which is insane, hundreds of vendors, daily seminars, and plus you can camp right there on site, which we did last year. Registration for the Super Rally includes 4 nights of camping, 30-amp electric service, entrance to the show, live entertainment, morning coffee and donuts, and it's actually good coffee, and they are actually good donuts. So keep an eye out, and we will announce when registration opens this fall. For more info, visit frvta.org. And Brett, I really hope that one year you come to the Florida RV Super Show and that maybe then we can go to Disney World together.
I will take you up on that offer at some point.
Not this year, though.
Not this year. Unfortunately, it's not in the cards for 18, but possibly 19.
All right, cool. So, Brett, this was your last Outdoor Retailer Show in Salt Lake City. So was that a little bit bittersweet for you, the fact that they are now moving the whole gig over to Denver?
Yeah, it was. This show's been a great show to attend, and it's been a great thing that Salt Lake has hosted for quite some time now. And I did a little bit of the reporter angle on things this year and talked to a lot of the vendors that were there about the show moving and kind of get what their feelings were. For the most part, most of them were pretty indifferent about it. They really didn't care. It's more of a political thing. They've said where the show's going to be, where the show's going to be, and it's still going to be a great show regardless of where it's located. Obviously, those here in the Salt Lake area want it here, and we think we're better than Denver, but Denver's got a lot to offer, and the deal now is it will be there for the next 5 years, and then I'm sure Denver's going to push to keep it there beyond that.
So the vendors that you were speaking to, if they weren't sort of, if they didn't have a political take on the whole thing, they were just like, oh, we're moving from one cool city to another cool city.
Yes, exactly. Because Denver's got a lot to offer. It's a very similar layout to Salt Lake. We have a little bit closer proximity to the mountains and the recreation areas here than Denver does. But depending on where Denver actually hosts this, they could be right in the thick of it there as well. So for the most part, other than a few vendors that were protesting and even didn't show up to this year's market, you know, there really wasn't that much of a deal. There was a small little organized march for public lands and that kind of stuff that was organized at the show. But other than that, it was all pretty good. But it was a little bit of a different feel this year, just being the last one and knowing that it was leaving Salt Lake.
All right, great. Now you're bringing us the cream of the crop. I mean, before I hit record on this show, you were telling me that you actually got a lot of product to test this year, and you're really only presenting a small portion of what you actually sampled.
Yeah, that's very true. So back in July when I went to the market, I found a lot of really cool things, some things I was really excited about. And the funny thing is, some of the stuff I was really excited about that seemed really cool, I'm not including because it miserably failed in testing. And, you know, I'm not out there beating things up with a hammer and see if they can survive. Although if they say they can, then I'm probably going to hit it with a hammer and verify that it can actually do what it says it's going to do. But there were some that just really were missing the mark on the products. And so the ones I got are ones that I've spent time with. I believe in. I've used these products. I continue to use these products and I like them. I have a few other ones that working with the companies, they've wanted me to hold off talking about them until a new release. So we've got a couple of things in the wings for maybe a future gear guide. But the six items that I've got today, I think are all real positive winners and cover kind of a wide range of different needs and desires for everybody.
Great. Now that doesn't surprise me because in a sense, a lot of these products are in sort of like early beta stages, right? And some of them aren't even out on the market yet for purchase. Isn't that correct?
That's very true. And a lot of times when they send me a sample, it is very much an early run sample. And it usually comes with disclaimers. Don't pay attention to the outer coating of this because it's going to be entirely different or something like that. Sometimes these guys are there, the manufacturers, they're trying to find retailers to sell these products. And so they've got to drum up that interest and have that desire or that market need for them to go run millions of the items and get them out there. If there are more established companies, they'll obviously run them because they know their products are solid. But some of these younger guys that are trying to make a mark and come up with something new, a lot of them are very early prototype type items that you're seeing.
All right. So it's just the guys tonight. Okay. Stephanie's busy right now. So we can talk about Bluetooth earphones and not be judged.
So let's geek out on some Bluetooth headphones.
Talk to me.
This is one that I was excited about. Leading up to the show, we get a lot of marketing announcements to all the media that come out and say, stop by our booth. We got this cool product, whatever. So these headphones, they're Trex Titanium by a company called Aftershocks. When I started reading the description, I was like, what? What are you talking about? So the thing that caught me is they're Bluetooth headphones that use bone conduction technology. And so I was like, wait, what's bone conduction technology? And, you know, I hadn't heard of it.
Brett, everybody knows what bone conduction technology is.
Of course.
But
why
don't you just go ahead and explain it anyway?
Sure. So bone conduction technology basically eliminates the need to have a speaker, what we traditionally perceive as a speaker, and instead will use vibration on your cheekbones to channel sound into your inner ear. So again, there's no speaker, just vibrations, and it vibrates the bones in your cheekbones, and you can hear the sound. So you maybe have seen kids' toothbrushes that do something very similar, right? You brush, you push a little button, and it vibrates, and the kids can hear music while they're brushing their teeth. That's bone conduction technology. It's just working through your teeth. This is headphones that do the same thing. Now, you might say, why would you want headphones that vibrate and don't have speakers? Well, think about being in the outdoors, hiking, or doing some type of activity like running or biking. You don't want headphones necessarily in your ears because you're blocking out the sounds around you. That nice stream you're walking by, you can't hear if you've got music in and you've got earbuds in your ear. Or the car that's driving by you, you can't hear that.
Or the child that's screaming for water.
Right, exactly. Well, sometimes you might want to drown that out a little bit. So then maybe you do want the earbuds. But if you want to keep track of your surroundings while still being able to enjoy your music, you can put these headphones on and they sit outside of your ear. So your ear canal is totally open to the outside. And now you can listen to your music. Nobody else can hear it. So it's not like having a speaker out strapped to the handlebars of your bike or something like that. Nobody else can hear it. But through the vibration, you are able to hear it. It's a really weird thing, but it is really cool at the same time.
Now, Brett, you do a lot of hiking, but you're also really, kind of into safety, and you really make sure that your family's safe and you're safe, and you do, a lot of volunteer work with that type of thing as well. Would you feel comfortable going solo on like a 5-hour hike wearing these? I mean, would you actually listen to music while you were hiking through one of the national parks in Utah?
Yeah, definitely. These are great. Now, obviously, depending on cell service and that kind of stuff, you're going to have the music on your device, right? It's Bluetooth to your phone or something, and you're going to have a way to get that music there. So if you don't have a cell signal, you're going to have the music locally on the device. But I've used these a couple of times, not on a long hike, but just around the house, around the campground, and they've been great. Where I've found them actually really great is at my office. Because what I will do is I will put them on at my desk and I can listen to music, but yet I can hear when people are talking to me around me or when they come up to my desk. So I don't get that startled jump when they touch me on my shoulder and because I've got my headphones on or something like that.
So and what is the price point here?
These go for $129.95, and they are just like a wraparound design, right? So they wrap around your head. They're not going over the top. They're coming around the back. And then, like I said, they just sit on the outside of your ear, and the vibration is what allows you to actually hear the sound. They're all water resistant, really designed to protect against sweat and moisture, not waterproof. So don't dunk these in the water or you will lose them.
All right. Let's talking about water. I can always count on you for a great water bottle review. It's almost like I wait for these to know what's the next great thing in the world of water bottles. So talk to us about the new water bottle that you found.
Yeah, so this is what's called the Booby Bottle, and it's actually been out for a little while, but it's the first time that I saw it, and I got to meet the inventor and talk to him about kind of the inspiration and where he was when he came up with this thing. But it's a silicone-based water bottle that is collapsible and packable, so you can roll it up and put it in your pack. Now, we've probably all seen those one water bottles that are like, I'll say they're like a plastic bag with a nozzle on the top, right?
Sure.
You can get those a lot of places, and they roll up real nice and tight and everything. The challenge I've always had with those is when you have water in them, they don't stand up. They always lay down. This being silicone is a rigid, more of a rigid bottle. I don't want to say rigid because it's very flexible, but it's got a flat bottom. So it will freestand on the counter or wherever you set it. Now, obviously, if you're on the dirt ground with rocks, it's probably not going to stand there, but it will be there. Now, what I like about this bottle is the design of it with the silicone. It's not like an insulated bottle, so it's not going to keep drinks cold for hours and hot water hot for hours. It's got a different purpose than that. One being silicone, this thing can bounce around all over in the RV. The kids can knock it off the table. I've even stood on it and it doesn't break. And so you've kind of got this unbreakable bottle that isn't going to break other things if it runs into it. It's not going to dent the wall. It's not going to dent the floor. And it's not going to split in half if the kids knock it off the table.
The virtually indestructible part is important when you've got small children, for sure.
It is. I mean, they could literally play catch with this thing and it would be just fine. And if it hits them, it's not going to hurt because it's this nice soft silicone. The other thing that I really like about this is the carabiner that's on it that allows you to attach it to your pack. doubles as what it stores into when you roll it up. So if you loosen the cap so the air can get out, you can roll this thing up and it tucks right nicely into the carabiner, which keeps it all nice and tight in your pack. And then you just simply remove the carabiner and it unrolls and you can clip it on or you know, whatever you're going to do.
All right. Do you hear the sound of me ordering one right now?
I think so. They're really cool. And the thing that the selling point to me was when they told me that you can use it for more than just a water bottle. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And they said, well, you could put boiling hot water in it and use it as a hot water bottle for like your bed or for like if you had needed a heat pad or something like that. You take this and you can put it on there and now it's like a hot water bottle that you would use to heat something or be like a hot pack. You could also freeze it and use it as an ice pack. Then the guy takes out his phone and says, you got to make sure the inside's dry, but he stretches the top and he throws his phone in it and says, now it's a dry bag. So you've got a few different uses for this one little bottle. So
it's almost like three or four different products for $24.95.
It is $24.95. They come in a wide variety of colors. The one thing that I will say that you will probably want, especially if kids are going to have this, is they make a sports top that adds on to this. The lid on it just screws off and it's an open mouth on the top. So if the lid is off and it falls over, the water's going to come out. The sports top has one of those little like flip up valve kind of straw things that you can then, suck on and then the water's going to come out. So that might be a little bit of an extra add on to this if you're going to have kids using it and that kind of stuff and are worried potentially about spills. But a great little bottle option that's highly packable and portable if that's what you're looking for.
Sounds good. Now we all know that RV speakers do not sound very good unless you're maybe buying a $200,000 motorhome. So it's always nice to know what some really great Bluetooth speakers are. So what did you find in that department?
Yeah, so you might remember from one of the gear guides that I did previously, we had another speaker on there, and a lot of the comments I got from that was it's really big and it's heavy, which was an advantage to that speaker, but it made me want to really find one that was smaller and a lot more portable, which I was able to. I've been keeping my eye on this speaker. This is the Flip 4 by JBL. The Flip 4 is the next one, the newest one in the series of Flip speakers, which are really probably one of the top, if not the top, Bluetooth speaker out there. The new killer feature on the Flip 4 is it's fully waterproof. All the ones prior to this were partially, the 3 was partially waterproof and the 2 was like nowhere near waterproof. So this one is fully waterproof, which means you can now take it with you anywhere you go on your camping adventures. You can leave it outside. You can strap it to the kayak. You can do whatever you want with this and take your music with you.
No, that's boy, is that a great idea there? Like if I was kayaking solo and there wasn't a lot of other people around, I would love to have a little music playing for sure.
Yes, and I will say that as a thing, just because we've all been camping, we've all had the neighbor with the loud music. Be respectful of who you're around, right?
And that neighbor might be Brett if he's testing gear.
Right, yeah, exactly. So if it's me, wave at me, ask me what I'm doing, and I'll be happy to share. But if you are going to take it with you, keep your music at a reasonable volume. I've taken this out on the lake with my family. And we had music with us, and it was great. I had my phone in a little dry bag kind of thing, and I had this strapped to the kayak, and it worked great. Kept it at a nice, reasonable volume, had a good little playlist, and as we were kayaking around on the lake, it provided us a little bit of music, which is really cool. The design of this, it looks kind of like a very long soda can, and it's the right diameter that it fits in cup holders. So whether you're in a golf cart or in your vehicle or, in the cab of the RV or, wherever you're at, this is about the diameter that'll fit in most cup holders, which gives you an idea of the kind of cylinder shape that it is.
How's the sound quality?
It is unbelievable. I've been so happy with it. It's amazing. The speaker also features speakerphone, so where it's linked up to your phone, you can have a conversation on it. The audio quality is really good for that. The microphone is really good for that, so it allows you to have those kind of conversations because it is connected up to your phone. And you can, if you have buddies with these things, it has what's called Connect Plus, and you can link up to 100 of them up to one master and have all of them playing the same song. So if you've got all your buddies out on the lake, you might just have a party. Everybody's got these on the back, and you can really blast the tunes out there.
And if you're out on the lake and you're listening to the Flip 4 and you're drinking water from your booby bottle, you might start getting some bug bites. So what are you going to do about that?
Yeah. So recently in my house, we've been taking a little bit more of a clean approach to things. So we're reducing a lot of chemicals that we're using and moving to a lot more natural products. And when I came across Stops the Sting by Mountain Mike's Remedies, I was very intrigued by their tagline, which is "We're more natural than nature." So I thought that was kind of cute and said, I gotta talk to them and find out what it is. Their product is a cream that will help stop the sting or the itch from mosquitoes, hornets, yellow jackets, wasps, biting flies, ants, jellyfish, scorpions, kind of you name it, it will stop the sting. So in the usual tradition of me testing products, I said, well, I've got to test this out. So I approached the local aquarium and asked them about doing a test with one of their jellyfish. And they said, there's no chance of you possibly doing that with the jellyfish. So I just had to resort to getting a mosquito bite and testing it with that. So
I'm glad you tried.
I tried to go all in for the show. I'm a committed tester here, so I really wanted to do it right. But I just had to go with the mosquito bite just because they wouldn't let me mess with the jellyfish. So in the mosquito bite, I'm one that my mosquito bites tend to swell up fairly large. If I get a mosquito bite, it probably will go to the size of a quarter very quickly and will raise up on the skin pretty severe. So I do have a reaction to them, and they do itch something fierce for me. They itch and sting and that. I was able to put this cream on there, and within a matter of seconds, it had totally soothed that pain. Now, I've got another chemical-based product that I use that works really, really well, but I don't know what's in that product.
And you're using it on your daughter probably, so right. You're thinking yeah. As a parent as well.
Yeah, so this product is made of oatmeal, tea, and clay, and that's all that's in it, right? Talking to the guys there at the booth, which is the actual Mike from Mountain Mike's Remedies, this is a recipe that's been in his family for a long time. He took it to a lab and had them kind of figure out exactly what was in this thing, and now he's commercialized it and turned it into a product. But it works. I even put it, my daughter got a blister the other day from hiking, and we put it on the blister and it reduced the swelling and really helped out with that. So this can be used in a wide variety of uses, whether it's a bite or a sting to any kind of swelling like that, because of the clay in that is in this, it will naturally reduce that swelling and really, really help with that. So I was very happy with this. And it is safe on all ages because it is literally an all-natural product. So.
Sold. Next time I go down to like Chincoteague Island in Maryland, I'm buying it.
I'm telling you, it's stuff.
So here's your highest price item next. It's the Micromobile GMRS Radio by Midland. Tell us why this is worth $149.99.
Yeah, so you guys all know I'm a radio geek. I'm a ham radio operator. Part of the reason I got a trailer was for amateur radio stuff, and that's it. So we use radios all the time when we're communicating, when we're camping, so that we can communicate. So we all have handheld radios. We keep them. In fact, I just put an article on my blog about the title was "Can You Hear Me Now?" And it's all about not yelling at the campground. Just use the radio, and you can talk nicely to each other. You don't need to yell around the campground. So one of the challenges that we have is if somebody's going to stay back at camp and somebody is going to go away hiking, the handhelds don't always reach back. You can't always talk back and forth from the RV to where everybody else is. So this year I saw Midland, which is a model of radio that I really like. They released the Micro Mobiles, which is a mobile radio, which to me means to everybody else, it would be more like what you would think when you think of a CB. It's going to be the kind of box that you would put in your vehicle, right? So this radio is really small. It fits in the palm of my hand. It's a square box, and you could mount that in your RV, in your trailer, your motorhome, whatever it is. And then it has an antenna that you take and you would have outside of the RV, which is going to give you a lot better coverage and a lot better service than the simple handheld radio that you would have. And this allows you to then communicate out even farther or even more clear.
So as opposed to just like the Motorola walkie-talkies I have, I'm just going to get a lot more range with this product.
Yes. Yeah. They've got three different models that are all based on power. So there's a 5-watt model, a 15-watt model, and a 40-watt model. The one I tested was the middle one, the 15-watt. If you go up to the 40-watt model, which is really high powered. That's going to really, you know, get out there and touch somebody. That one's $250. So it's a little bit high. You got to really be into it and really need it.
Well, that might also be like if you're doing, you know, forget like little kids, like you're doing some serious hiking somewhere. You're out in a national park with the RV and you really are going a good distance away.
Yep. Where this is also good is for the toy hauler crowd, where you've got your Razor or something that you're hauling with you.
Good point.
You put a couple of these on the dash of the Razor, and now the Razors can talk to each other as they're out and about. You could put it in your tow vehicle and talk to the other people that are in your caravan that you're driving somewhere with, right? So we use handhelds, but if you get separated too far, those handhelds lose each other really quickly. This gives you an antenna outside on the vehicle that allows you to really get out there a little bit farther and really make that connection. So if communication and staying in touch with the other people that you're camping is important, definitely look at the micromobiles, especially if you're already using some type of radios to communicate.
I'm picturing out at Oregon Dunes where we saw all the toy haulers this summer and all the Razors. This would be the perfect product for that crowd.
Yeah,
exactly. Talk to us about the drink tank keg cap for $45.
All right, so this one was kind of a last-minute ad that we put in here. We're still kind of working through the testing, but I really wanted to get it in here because it's really cool. So the very first thing I wanted to say is if you haven't gone back or if you haven't listened to episode 145 where Scott talks about all the microbrews, you need to go back and listen to that episode because then this all of a sudden really plays into what's going on. So there's a company out there called Drink Tanks, and they make primarily growlers, large, you know, growlers, a 64-ounce and 128-ounce that have these really, I'll say, industrial-strength clamps on the top of it. The idea being you can put a carbonated beverage inside these tanks, and it's not going to blow the lid because, right, if you put beer or something in there, it's going to build up pressure over time. And so these have these really big clamps on the top that will hold that lid in place so that you can really seal this thing up and take that beer wherever you want to go. So what they've done is they've made a replacement cap for that that they call the keg cap. And the keg cap has a tube that runs through it that goes down to the bottom of the growler. And then out of the top, it gives you a pouring spout that you can pour out of. There's a little valve on the top that you can pressurize the growler with a quick little burst of CO2. And when I say quick, I'm talking like 1 second, the thing is pressurized. And now you essentially have, dare I say, a portable keg that has whatever you want in it that you can pour out of it. So if you're pouring a beer out of there, whatever beer you've put in, or your favorite microbrew, you can pour it out of this, and it will pour a nice head in the glass, just like you were at the tap at the bar.
I think you and Scott need to go out drinking.
It could be a good match here.
He doesn't live that far away from you.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Maybe we'll meet up in Colorado next year. So
that's a good idea. I love it.
So the thing that I liked about this, though, is it can be used for not just beer, right? So there are drinkers out there that don't drink beer. And so we had a party the other night, and we took a 2-liter bottle of just lemonade and poured that in there, pressurized it, and the kids were serving themselves lemonade out of this thing, right? So the tube's there. They just go up, and they squirt it into their glass, let the tube go, and then they had their lemonade, right? So you can do all kinds of different things in here. It doesn't just have to be beer. The cap itself is $45. That's the replacement. You have to use their growlers. The 64-ounce is $74. The 128-ounce is $114. So those are a little spendy. But if you already have one of those, this is a great add-on for that. And these are pretty widely distributed already. I saw them the other day in REI. So they've got these keg caps and the growlers at REI even. So
sounds great. Brett, thank you so much for all of that gear. I'm going to put you on the spot. What's your pick of the show out of all those items? What was the thing that got you most excited?
So the most excited and coolest, I think, goes to the Trex Titanium headphones. Like those, I've really enjoyed those. That's been a super, super cool thing. Just different than anything that I've experienced before, and I've really enjoyed using them.
Okay, excellent. Well, we're going to have you back on the show mighty soon because you owe us a Campground of the Week. We got to get you back on the Campground of the Week podcast, okay?
I think I do. I think I'm overdue.
You are overdue. Big thank you to Brett. A big thank you to our sponsors, to Jayco, to Thetford, and to the Florida RV Super Show. And Brett, I will see you at the campground, I hope, one day, my friend.
That's true. I hope we do.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for the RV FTA News Roundup, which is sponsored by our fine friends at Thetford, the makers of that amazing
the porta potty. Thetford is the industry expert and innovation leader, and they have been making RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. If your RV needs a good wash and wax after a busy camping season, check out the Thetford Premium RV Wash and Wax. It's really important to use products on your RV that are developed specifically to protect the paint and decals on your rig. The Thetford Premium RV Wash and Wax will get your RV looking shiny and clean without doing damage. To see a complete lineup of products, visit Thetford.com.
Now, this podcast comes out Thursday, hopefully Thursday morning, nice and early, and we will be at the Hershey RV show today.
Thursday,
so if you're
right.
listening, if you are listening to this Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, we are at the Hershey RV show. We are meeting and greeting podcast listeners at the Jayco display. So Stephanie, what are the times for the RV FTA meet and greet?
Thursday, we'll be there at the Jayco display from 5 to 6 p.m. And then Friday and Saturday, we'll be there from 2 to 3:30 p.m.
And the little nuggets will probably be there with us Friday. So
yes.
I hope they behave.
They have
And
to.
We have giveaways. We have a limited supply of RVFTA bumper magnets. I have a pretty good stack of them, but once they're gone, they're gone. I'm going to bring some RVFTA t-shirts.
I feel like we need to do bumper stickers like every day, a limited amount every day.
Well, we can split them up per day.
Like, yeah.
So we don't have an advantage to the Friday people.
Yeah, that's not fair.
But they're really nice bumper magnets. People will be able to identify you as one of the cool, smart kids at the campground. All right. And then also there's going to be some Jayco swag there. There's going to be some stuffed animals and some Jayco fidget spinners that apparently
Who knew
light
that
up.
Existed?
Now, if you're offended by fidget spinners, just don't ask for one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep them hidden.
Give us like the secret
Give us
signal,
like a wink.
Yeah.
If you walk up and you do a double wink, that means I want a fidget spinner, and it could be for you
That's gonna be so weird. People are walking up to
But I know some people are like, I hate fidget spinners. So then you don't have to take one. But these are supposed to be really cool Jayco fidget spinners that like light up and do all kinds of fancy tricks.
Yeah, we're going to bribe our kids with fidget spinners to behave. Here, I have a fidget spinner, kid.
Now, what else is going on in the world of the RV FTA News Roundup stuff?
Basically, that we want to thank our sponsors, Jayco, Thetford, and the Florida RV Super Show. And we also want to remind you to head on over to RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com to look at the show notes for this episode, number 159, for links to any of the products that we mentioned today, including Brett's products. We have them linked also.
Now, Stephanie, you didn't ask me what my pick of the show was, and I'm not offended, and I'm not upset. I'm not going to even say anything about it.
Jeremy, what was your pick of the show?
Olympus camera. A little bit overpriced. I paid top dollar for it. Loved it. I loved that camera. It really made the trip for me out to the Pacific Northwest. I love the photos I got with that camera.
I agree. I'm really happy that I bought that for you.
It was a great gift.
Even though it like pains me to make a purchase of that big, of, you know, that high of a price tag. I'm really glad
generous.
We got it. I think that I like I said before, I feel blessed that we have all those water pictures. I always feel like they just add such a level of like memory, you know, afterwards to see those photos that you would normally put your DSLR like away for.
Like Max winning the cannonball contest
exactly.
this summer in the pool. And I got the picture from the pool, right? We'll see you.
Oh, I was waiting for you to ask me. How rude.
You said what your pick of the show was.
No, you said what my pick of the show
was. You said it was your favorite thing ever.
I know, but that was hyperbole. Out of all of these products that we talked about, the thing that has truly been sort of the most, like the best fit for us and what we needed was definitely the camp cupboard, the 6-shelf camp cupboard.
It really was. And just,
I love it.
It's just bizarre how perfectly it fit in the toy hauler.
I feel like it was meant for me. So that's, I think that has to be my official pick of the
You got
to
get some pictures of that. Up on like the Instagram account and how just to show everybody how that's worked in the toy hauler.
All right. Yes, sir. And yes, we will see y'all at the Hershey RV show.
I hope so.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.